The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 12, 1975, in Mexico City, Mexico.
I would like to ask you why we are so fortunate to have such a nice, genuine spiritual master as you and some other bogus spiritual master. Is it something of karma? Or is it the pure mercy of yourself?
Now that you can think your spiritual master is nice, others bogus, but they do not think like that. They will think their spiritual master is good, your spiritual master is bogus. But there is standard who is spiritual master. Spiritual master means who is the best servant of God. One who does not agree with the existence of spiritual God, then he is bogus. Because he is not bona fide. Murha. One who does not accept the existence of God, he is murha. He is a rascal. He cannot. A rascal cannot become a spiritual master.
How come we come to you?
That is another thing. But first of all, we have to know who is spiritual master. The spiritual master is he, Samitpani Srutriyam Brahmanistam, one who is exclusively servant of God. He is spiritual. Otherwise anyone will come and say, I am spiritual master. Anyone will come and say, I am incarnation of God. So there is standard. That we have to find out.
Most of the people are so ignorant or they are so weak-willed. They are so weak-willed that they are easily swayed by, you know, when somebody comes and claims that.
Well, if one is weak, he may be infected by some disease. It requires some resisting power. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your answer, you know, only the fortunate person, they can get the shelter of bona fide spiritual master. Kono bhagyavan ji. Not all. Kono. Kono means some.
Some.
Ji. So, as there are bhagyavan, somebody is rich, somebody is poor. This is also due to fortune and misfortune. Similarly, if one is spiritually fortunate, he gets a bona fide spiritual.
Do you have any opinions about some of the other Indian masters who have been?
That I have already said, that unless one is bona fide servant of God, he cannot become master.
But I mean specific people like Guru Maharaj Ji.
The Guru Maharaj, he says that he is God himself. That he is a bogus. How he can be God? God is so cheap. So only the foolish person will accept him. Those who have no knowledge.
Maharshi Mahesh?
I think he doesn't speak anything about God.
He doesn't say
anything
about God.
No.
He's
the transcendental meditation.
He speaks something of material prosperity. He has nothing to do with God.
It's just a kind of training of mind.
That's it. It's like gymnastics. You exercise, you become bodily strong. That's all.
Sai Baba?
Sai Baba, he also says, I am Bhagavan. Therefore, he's bogus. How you can say yourself that you are Bhagavan, God? What is your power? What you have shown? And this is cheap. Now, supposing Sai Baba is God, the people accept him, God, why? Because he shows some jugglery. He creates little gold, is it not?
Yes.
So, he, by creating gold, he is God. Then there is bigger God who has created gold mine. Why shall I go to this tiny God? I must go to the big God who has created gold mine. This is common sense. But foolish people, they have no common sense. Therefore it is called Mura. Mura na vijana ti pakmami va paramapayam tri gunoi bhavi mohita. Mura na vijana. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That's why mostly people take the nature is all in all. The scientists, they take nature. But nature is matter. So where is our experience? The matter is working automatically. Where is our experience? Matter, does matter work automatically? What is your opinion?
It's a chain of reaction.
Huh?
It's a chain of reaction.
Reaction, first of all,
there must be beginning of action.
Yes. Then reaction.
In the beginning, that's Krishna.
Yeah. That is, I think, Newton or some scientist, the original motion is given by somebody, then other motions. That's like these, what is called, railway wagons. So when Indian pushes it,
yes.
Then the wagon, another wagon, another, like this. Right from the original. That is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matta bhajante maam budha bhava saman vedanta janmadasya jataha. The motion, where from the original motion comes, that is Brahma, Parabrahma. Aham adirhi devana. In the Bhagavad it is said, aham asamagre. So, they have no eyes to see where from the original motion comes. Bijoham sarvabhutana. These are the steps. Bijo. Now this flower has come, white flower, from the particular seed. There are several seeds, so the one seed will come, rose flower, another seed will come, this flower, another seed. Why? Why not the same? Who has made these varieties?
Shira, recently I was reading an article in one of Science magazine, and space scientist, he has calculated it, and he said that after 67,000 billion years, the universe contracts. And when I start calculating in terms of the yuga, the division which is mentioned, with the help of an astronomer, I reached this conclusion that both the figures coincide. So, do you mean to say that when it was mentioned that after four yugas there is Pralaya, then it was a kind of vision, or it might have been calculated by?
Not calculated. It is. Going on, regulative way, Just like everyone knows that this month is February, and the month of June, the summer will begin. Everyone knows. It is not conclusion, it is experience. There is no need of calculating. So one who has got better experience, he can say like that. Calculation and experience, it's like if somebody says 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, yeah, somebody says immediately 6. And another calculates 2 plus 2 plus 6. So experience and calculation. Less experience, he calculates. One has better experience, he doesn't calculate. One who knows past, present and future, he doesn't require to make calculation. He knows everything. So God knows past, present and future. And others who are favored by God, he also knows by the grace of God. Because he hears from God. God knows past, present and future. He simply reproduces God's word, that's all. He doesn't require to calculate. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Sahasra juga parjantam arahajyat brahmano vidhu. Krishna says, now we can say what is the age of Brahma by Krishna's words. I don't require to be very expert astrologer or astronomer. I hear from Krishna and I repeat it. Just like child. Father says this is this. I say this is this. The child is not perfect. But when he says, Father says this is this, that is perfect. Therefore our process of gathering knowledge from the Father, we don't calculate or don't concoct or put theories, no. We don't do that. This is called Shruti. Shruti Prama. Evidence from Shruti.
Lord Krishna says in Gita that when Surya is Uttarayana and people who die, they go to Chandrayana
and
come back.
So you quote that, then it is perfect. You don't require to make research. Your research is no good because your senses are imperfect. I have no proper vision. If the light is stopped, I cannot see. This is the position of my eyes. So, what is the use of my seeing? It is conditional. So, one who is conditional, how he can give perfect knowledge? One who is not conditional, he can give perfect knowledge. Therefore, we have to approach somebody who is not conditional. Then we get perfect knowledge.
I have great difficulty with the meaning of the term perfect knowledge. Could you
tell perfect me? Knowledge is what you say, it is correct.
Under any,
there is no mistake.
Any and all circumstances.
Yes. That is perfect knowledge. Not like the scientists, the changes, yes. It was this, now it is now changed. This is not perfect knowledge.
Yes, every day
they keep changing. They simply change. Therefore we say murhas.
Oh,
There is difference between jnana and vijnana.
Perfect knowledge is that what you say, that is correct forever. That is perfect. Just like man dies. If somebody says man dies, this is perfect knowledge. This is correct forever.
Supposing he is reincarnated.
Then that dies means the body dies. The soul does not die. Na annate annamane sarire. When the body annihilates, body becomes old. Just like this cloth. I'm using it, but when it will be old, no more useful, then I throw it out. I get another dress. This body is like that. Soul is eternal. Na jayate naam yate va kadachit. It does not die, it does not take birth, but because he is in material condition, therefore he has to change the material body. Because no material thing is permanent. Therefore, the aim of life should be how to avoid this material body. That is real vision. Jiva satatta jigyasa. That is called adhat brahma jigyasa. This is only business. How to stop acceptance of this material body? And that is very clearly and simply stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma medibham jujanati tattata prapta deham punarjanma. We can do that. That is Krishna consciousness. No? That you try to understand Krishna, then you are not going to accept any more material body. That means there is no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more what is called old age.
But is it possible to reach the life of the grihastha and at the same time treat it as...
Well, Arjuna is a grihastha and a king. And a politician, if he could learn within half an hour the aim of life, then where is the difficulty for a grihastha? Arjuna was not a sannyasi. It was spoken to him only. And Krishna selected that you are the right person. There is no question of grihastha sannyasi. The person must be right to understand.
Is it possible to develop some kind of psyche?
Huh? Yes, why not? Arjuna was not willing to fight.
Yes.
Then he developed. Yes, I must fight for Krishna. That is development.
So there is no conflict between
them. Grihastha is also ashram. Yes. That is good. Asanna's ashram. You can accept any ashram suitable for you, but ashram means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. That is the difference between ashram and ordinary house. That this building is called temple, and the next building is called house. Why? The building is the same. But it is meant for cultivating spiritual knowledge, therefore it is called temple. To understand God. The other house is meant for eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. Therefore the house. So you can change your house into temple, provided you try to understand God. Then it is ashram. Otherwise it is house.
But is it possible to jump from brahmacharya to directly sannyas?
It is not jumping. It is a regular process.
One should go through all
the process. Yes. Just like student. Then he becomes a family man. When he is grown up, then he becomes again a sannyasi. So it is a process. It is not jumping one after another.
But would you allow one of the devotees to, if he wants to observe celibacy and then
he becomes... Yes, that is brahmachari.
And after that,
after that, he should continue the life of celibacy. But if he is unable, then he is allowed to marry.
Because the sharirasya madhyam kalyan sadhanam, you can suppress your kama.
There is no question of suppressing, it's regulating.
Same rules apply to women as to men?
Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That in the society, women, working class and the mercantile class, they are, according to Vedic scripture, they are less intelligent. Women, working class, and mercantile. It's like mercantile, they are after money, that's all. And Rudra, they want after job. And women, they are after fulfilling their material desires. They have no other idea. There is Brahma, one should know Brahma. They do not care to know. Therefore, they are called Shudras, Sri Shudra, Vaishya. Vaishya. Yeah, Vaishya. So Krishna says, Mang hipartha vipasritya jipi supapa junaya, Sriya Vaishya tatha Shudra, Sri Vijanti parangati. It is not blocked for anyone. Anyone can get Krishna consciousness, anyone can go back to home, back to Godhead, provided he follows the regulative principle. Then it is possible for everyone. It doesn't matter whether he's a woman, whether he's working class, whether he's a Shudra or a Brahmana, it doesn't matter. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Even they can go. And what to speak of the Brahmana? Timpuna brahmana punya bhakta rajasayata. In the brahmanas, they cultivate spiritual life. It becomes very easy for them. Even they can go. Sudra, stri, vaishya. These are all the steps.
Can a woman become sannyasi?
Why sannyasi? Sannyasi. Krishna says, man hi partha vipassit. He does not say to become sannyasi. He said, one who takes shelter of me very firmly. You have to take shelter of Krishna. You become sannyasi or not sannyasi, it doesn't matter. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, mamekam saranam. He never says that he becomes sannyasi. He never says. The qualification is how to become fondly fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is qualification. Sannyasi is a process. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, that is a process. But one who takes directly shelter of Krishna is above all this process. Mantra jat bhavicharini bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samachitta etan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Those are pure devotees of bhavicharini. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma vana abhidham. such persons are above this material infection. So therefore it doesn't require to accept sannyas. These are gradual process to come to the varnasram system, then accept the varna and ashrama, brahman, khatri, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha. This is called varnasram system. But this is the beginning of human life. One who does not take to this system is an animal. Because an animal, there is no such system. And because in this age, the varnasram is not observed, therefore men are like animals. Dharmena hina pasuhi samana. Dharma means this varnasram dharma. Chatubarnam maya system gunatarma vivaha. So, if the human society does not accept dharma, then it is as good as animal.
That
Srila
Gandhi was working against.
If I say the truth, he will be angry.
No, he will be angry. But you have mentioned this, I think, about
it. Gandhi was a politician. What does he know about dharma? He was a politician. He thought it wise that British government is very strong. Before him, so many political parties tried to become violent, and they are all cut down. This Aurobindo also was a leader of anarchist party, and when he was condemned to death, then his senses come, this is all useless, let me engage in performing yoga. So Gandhi thought that before him, all this violent movement was cursed down by this building. So he took it as a method, non-violent, non-cooperation. And to capture the public of India, India is generally inclined religiously, he became a Mahatma. But Mahatma is different. Mahatma is not interested in politics. Mahatma anusthumang prartho dvaimi prakriti maasrita bhajanti ananna manasa. That is Mahatma. Mahatma has nothing to do with politics.
The term was first applied to Gandhi by Ani Basant.
Huh?
The term Mahatma was first used to describe Gandhi by Mahatma.
Yes, one can use any term without any sense.
No, I think it was by Rabindranath. Rabindranath Babu had given this
title. Yes, anyone can. Rabindranath Babu was also like that. He was a Babu, but he became Guru. This is going on.
That means this about this Vanasankara, etc., Lord Krishna's mentions in Gita.
Yeah.
That means present day society is going
to be Vanasankara. There is no Vanasankara. Therefore, all the children, they are Vanasankara. And as soon as there is Vanasankara population, the world becomes hell. Therefore, we are trying to check no illicit sex, to stop this varnasanga. Now the varnasanga has come to such an extent that they are killing child, and that is legal.
Yes, yes.
They have come down to such an extreme position.
Srila, there is a practical point of view also, there is nothing to eat, what will happen?
Who says nothing to eat? That is also their manufacture.
Figures which are published that half of humanity is...
especially we are Indian, it is advertised that we are, poverty stricken. All over the world, this is advertised. Wherever I go, they say, oh, you come from India. Because they are simply begging the government. But who is dying? Dying is going on. That death is going on in other countries also. They are dying, committing suicide. And maybe some person is dying out of starvation. Sir, you cannot stop death. Suppose you have got enough food, that means that everything is solved. In America there is enough food. Why they are becoming hippies? There is no shortage of food. Nothing. Everything is abundant. But why they are becoming hippies? They are lying down on the street, on the park, and I have seen in London, St. James Park, they are sleeping and the police is kicking, So why? The English nation is not poor nation. The American nation is not poor nation.
It's a comparative term, I think. Poverty is also a comparative
term. No, girl, I saw in Amsterdam, simply full of hippies, lying down on the street, lying down in the park. No food, no shelter,
nothing. Well, the hippies aren't laying in the park because they're hungry and lack food. The hippies are not lying in the park because they lack food.
They must be wanting something. They are in need of something.
But not necessarily.
One body is in need of food, another body is in need of something else. They're needy, everyone needy. That we have to accept. I have seen in Los Angeles, I was walking in Beverly Hills, one hippie boy is coming from a very nice house. Beverly Hills, that quarter is decided by all rich class. And he has got a very nice car, but he's hippie. Why? His father is very rich man, he has got a nice car, he might be very educated, then why is he hippie? What is the answer?
He's frustrated.
That means he needs.
Need.
So that is the question. You may be in need of food, I may be in need of some woman, he may be in need of some money, this way. Everyone is needy. Therefore, ultimately one should search after God when every need will be fulfilled. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he went, he was in need of an empire like his father. For that reason he went to the forest and performed all kinds of austerities, and when he saw God, he said, Shamin kitathosni barang na jaj, I am no more need. Everything is complete. I don't want anything. God said, now whatever benediction you want to take from me. He said, no, I don't want anything. Now everything is full. So that is the real need. The child is crying and he's not stopping crying, so many other coming, but as soon as his mother come, he will stop. He understands immediately, now I've got the thing, my mother. So the real need is Krishna. That is missing. Therefore this Krishna consciousness movement. All these Western students, they are in need. Now they have got Krishna. This young man, 24 years old, he has got all the desires for enjoyment. But he is no more after India. He is a sannyasi, he is chanting Hare Krishna. Why? His need is fulfilled. Then the so-called yogis, they are in need. The so-called gyanis, they are in need. The so-called karmis, they are also in need. Only the bhakta, like Dhruva Maharaj, he said, no, I am not in need. Samin kritarthosmi, barang na jaja. So therefore, this is the only platform to bring man to feel completely fulfilled. It's a very important movement, so I request you all to study this movement and help and join this movement. It's very scientific, authentic, and real. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām sevā. If you want to be happy, you have to take Krishna. Then you will be happy. Otherwise, no.
Dharma there means the religious sects are duty.
No, dharma is duty. Varnasam dharma. That is also given up. That means the only duty becomes to Krishna consciousness. He said, sarva dharman parityajya. In the beginning he said that dharma samasthapana arthaya. Yeah. Juge-juge samadhi. Now, he said that I appear to re-establish the principle of religion. So, and at the last stage he said, sarva-dharmān puriti. That means the so-called dharmas or religion which is going on in the world, they are not real. The Bhagavad therefore says, dharma prajjita koita bhavatra. That all kinds of pretending religion is rejected here. Pretending religion, what is that? Pretending is just like gold. Gold is gold. If the gold is in the hand of some Hindu, will it be called Hindu gold? Religion means obedience to God. So where is Hindu religion, where is Christian religion, where is Muslim religion? God is everywhere. And we are obeyed. We are just meant for obeying God. That is one religion. Obedience to God. Why they are manufactured? This Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, this religion, that religion. Therefore they are all pretending religion. Real religion is obedience. Dharmantu sākṣāt bhagavatpani. Just like law. Law is made by the state. The law cannot be Hindu law, Muslim law, Christian law, this law, that law. Law is meant for everyone. Obedience to the state. That is law. Simply religion means obedience to God. That one who has no conception of God, no idea of God, where is religion? There is pretending religion. Therefore in the Bhagavad you will find dharma prajjita koita bhavatra. All pretending type of religion is rejected. And Krishna also says the same thing. Sarva dharman parityajya. You give up all this pretending religion. You simply surrender unto me. That is real. What is the use of speculating on pretending religion? That is not religion at all. Just like pretending law. Law cannot be pretending. Law is law, given by the state. Then religion means the order given by God. That is religion. If you follow, then you are religious. If you don't follow, then you are demon. Make things very simplified. Then it will be appealing to everyone. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for making things very simplified. Accept God, accept your position as God's servant, and serve God. That's three words. You have no question?
Mate.
These boys?
They don't speak English.
Oh, you don't understand English?
No, they just look.
Simplemente estamos sintiendo la presencia del maestro aquí, que es muy difícil que esté con todas sus ocupaciones que tiene, y hemos estado aquí con mucho amor sintiendo el maestro.
They said they are simply here feeling your presence. And they realize that you're very busy, and so they're simply feeling love for you.
Thank you very much.
Sí. They said they have to go now.
All right. Give them prasadam.
Yeah. Prasadam.
I will answer you, supply you.
Srila Prabhupada.
What do you see as the future of your movement, and are you planning to...
My movement is genuine.
...to choose a successor?
It is always successful. Genuine success thing is always successful.
After you...
Gold is gold. If somebody is fortunate, he can purchase gold. But gold remains gold. If somebody purchases and somebody does not purchase, it doesn't matter. Gold is gold.
Srila is asking God.
So future, gold future is always the same as it is at present. If it is gold, if it is something glittering, that is another thing.
But there must be somebody, you know, needed to handle the gold.
Yes, that we are creating. We are creating this devotee who will handle.
One thing that he's saying, and this gentleman that I'd like to know, so is your successor name, or your successor will be?
My success is always there.
It's always there.
Yeah. Just like the sun is there always. It may come before your vision or not. The sun is there. But if you are fortunate, you come before the sun. Otherwise, remain in darkness. Sun is open to everyone. Our Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna is open to everyone. But if you are fortunate, you come to this light. If you are unfortunate, you do not. That is your choice. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. You do it. Now it is your choice. You surrender to Krishna or don't surrender, that is your business. We are canvassing everyone, take to Krishna consciousness and you will be happy. Now it is their business to take it or not to take. But he can come, he can ask questions and say, how or why shall I take it? That we are ready to convince him. That is preaching.
When you have come to United States, you are not...
I came to give you.
Yes.
So you, some of you have taken, and some have not taken. So what can I do? I came to give you Krishna consciousness. That is my duty. My Guru Maharaj ordered, and I came. And met. Some of you have taken, and most of they have not taken. So that is another thing. But I came to deliver you the genuine thing. Yes.
The way you have come is that you have not you have come as though you're not come from a religion or nothing. You come and everybody fall in love with you. You preach, and it's Prabhupada. We cannot deny you're the authority because you know everything and you're.
Anyway, you take it, then you become happy. That's it. Of course, when you take it out of love,
yeah,
that is a fact. So without love, this transaction, because there is no price for it. All other transactions, there is exchange of price. Here there is no price. So out of love only one can take it. Not by paying any price, it is not possible. To pay the price of Krishna consciousness is not worth. Yeah.
You cannot force anybody to say, I'm the guru, I'm the father, we follow up.
No, why shall I force? That is not my business. I am Krishna's servant. I simply say, here is a good thing, you take it. No, Krishna also says that. He does not force. Krishna is God. He can force. But he does not do that. Being prasad.
Srila, apart from Bara Kala, which were the quality of Lord Rama, are there a few other things which could be included while you are worshipping or devoting or meditating?
God has all the qualities that you can conceive. It is generally not Bara, it is taken as six.
Six.
Six opulences. Bhoga means opulence. And Bhan means possessing. Bhagavat. Bhagavat sabda. Bhoga means opulence. And Vat means one who possesses. And the first word in Bhagavat sabda is Bhagavan. This is bhoga means six kinds of opulence. Riches, then fame, then bodily strength, influence, knowledge, beauty, and energy. These are opulence. If one is very rich, people are attracted. If one is very reputed, people are attracted. If one is very strong, people are attracted. Influencer, attracted. If one is very beautiful, man or woman, he is also attracted. If one is very wise, he is attracted. And one who is renowned, he is also attracted. Krishna has got all these qualifications in full. That is the definition of God. Anyone who possesses all these qualities in fullness, not partially, and that is God. This is the definition of God. Not that I can produce 1 ounce of gold. But if you can produce all the mines of gold, he is God. Not cheap God.